Now, once we mate, we actually click on the egg, and this is where the game starts getting interesting, because one of the things we really focused on here was giving the players very high leverage tools, so that for a very small amount of effort, the player could make something very cool. And it involves a lot of intelligence kind of on the tool side, but basically this is the editor where we're going to design the next generation of our creature. So it has a little spine, I can kind of move around here, I can extend. I can also inflate or deflate it with a mouse wheel, so kind of sculpt it, basically like clay. We have parts here that I can kind of put on, pull off. The idea is that the player can basically design anything they can think of in this editor, and we'll basically bring it to life. So for instance, I might put some limbs on the character here. I inflate them kind of large. And in this case, I might decide I'm going to put, I'll put mouths on the limbs. So pretty much the player's encouraged to be very creative in the game. Here, I'll give it like one eye in the middle. We scale it up a bit, point it down. And I'll have to give it a few legs. So basically, in some sense, we want this to feel like kind of an amplifier for the player's imagination, so that with a very small number of clicks, a player can create something that they didn't really think was possible before. You know, this is almost like designing something like Maya that a like 8-year-old can use. But really the goal here was, within about a minute, I wanted somebody to replicate what typically takes a pixel artist, you know, several weeks to create. Okay, now I'll put some hands on it. Okay, so here I've basically thrown together a little creature. Let me give it a little weapon on the tail here, so it can fight. Okay, so that's the complete model. Now we can actually go to the painting phase. Now at this phase, the program actually has some understanding of kind of the topology of this creature. It kind of knows where the backbone is, where the spine, the limbs are. It kind of knows how stripes should run, how it should be shaded. And so we're procedurally generating the texture map. And this is something a texture artist would take many, many days to work on.